Peter Schweizer is on today. He's on my TV show tonight, and he's talking about the corruption of China and the death and destruction that they are knowingly bringing over our border. Don't know if you know this, more Chinese nationals now cross the border into California than Mexicans. That's significant. What's happening, and why is our administration not paying any attention to it? Also, we cover Super Tuesday, Nikki Haley bails out. We cover all of that and so much more. Don't miss a second. Podcast begins in a minute. Let me tell you about Lear Capital. Our American values are under attack. Financial system is under attack and broken. You need to move quickly and find the safest ways to invest and protect yourself and your family from whatever lies ahead in the road. May I recommend that you at least investigate gold or silver? I made my first gold purchase back early 2000, and that has done very, very well, needless to say. But Lear was the company that helped me do that. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he said, Lear Capital. Lear is now a sponsor on our program, and with over $3 billion in trusted transactions, thousands of five-star reviews, and 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee, you can trust Lear Capital to help you. Call today, 800-957-GOLD, 800-957-GOLD. Call them now, 800-957-GOLD. It's Lear Capital.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Well, the New York Times. Trump's victory speech last night after Super Tuesday conjures a dark vision. Now, I thought they were going to say dark future, which would have been a copyright infraction, and I would have had to sue them. Dark future available in bookstores everywhere. Anyway, it conjures a dark vision, Stu. Okay.
Very dark. Glenn.
Yeah. So we know they're now laying down the groundwork. Why on MSNBC today? Why does Trump continually trash America?
The gears have been shifted on the. Yes. We have entered the general election, boys and girls.
Correct. And now the New York Times, day one, he's just depressing. He's got a very dark vision for the future. Listen to this article. As he dominated the Super Tuesday battlefield, former President Donald Trump warned of dark days ahead if President Biden were to win a second term. Now, that's not anything I have heard from anybody in the news, in the New York Times, any writer, any politician on the left. I haven't heard that from the White House, that if Donald Trump wins, it will be a very dark future. I've not heard that.
It's a whole genre of literature at this point.
We're a third world country, he said repeatedly. We've watched our country take a great beating over the last 3 years. Okay, we're not a third world country. .. yet, but we are on the road to being a third world country. You can't print $1 trillion every 100 days and remain a superpower. You can't do it, but that's what we're doing. He said, we've watched our country take a great beating over the last 3 years. Who disagrees with that? Who disagrees with that? I mean, don't assign the blame. But if you're on the left, don't you agree with that? You just blame it's the Republicans for not doing enough on the border. I don't know what we're supposed to do on the border, but we, you know, that border thing is out of control and it's a Republican's fault. Our spending is out of control and it's a Republican's fault. You believe that this country has taken a beating. You've just, unhitched yourself from the wagon train of sanity. Okay, he then said, and nobody thought a thing like this was possible. Well, I wouldn't say nobody. I've been here for a while. Mr. Trump recited a meandering list of grievances, insisting that the nation was descending toward chaos under Mr. Biden's leadership. Again, does anybody disagree with that? I mean, ask again, don't assign blame. Just ask the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of Denver, the mayor of New York. Is your city descending into chaos? Hey, let's ask the people in Los Angeles. How do you feel about things? How about all of the residents there on Park Avenue the people who live in, you know, Central Park West? Let's ask them. What do you think? Your city descending into chaos?
No, that's why we call Batman.
I mean, it's Gotham all over the country. Okay. He insisted the country was going toward chaos under Mr. Biden's leadership. He railed against the lack of border security, China policy, and U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Okay, again, who disagrees with the border policy problem? Who? Besides China, Russia, Iran, and Venezuela, who really doesn't have a problem with our border policy? Okay. China, our China policy. I don't know. Let the spy balloons fly. What's the problem? Who doesn't have a problem with our China policy? And the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. If this were normal times, and when I say normal times, oh, I don't even know. Prior to 1970, maybe. I don't even know anymore. If these were normal times, just the disaster that was the withdrawal in Afghanistan would be enough to finish this president's term. It'd be it. At one point, he spinned off to complain about brand new. This is what I love about him. Brand new, beautiful equipment that we left behind. We left it all behind, including the night vision goggles. I mean, everything you could think of. Night goggles. They didn't used to fight at night, but now they do because they have goggles. Fact, they have better goggles than we have. Now, I don't know. I think you went one sentence too far. I don't know. Really, is the Taliban taking, oh, we've got their technology. Wait, I've got an idea. We can make it better. I don't think so. We're a third world country at our borders, and we're a third world country at our elections. Well, I don't know, Colorado. Do you agree with that? I don't know, New York. Washington, D.C., as you filed how many? 97 charges against the guy? I don't know. Doesn't sound like a third world country to me. With the exception of it sounds exactly like a third world country. Mr. Trump asserted, as he often does, that foreign policy crisis in Ukraine and Gaza would have been averted had he only won in 2020. Absolutely true and provable. Do you think Donald Trump would have went, I don't know, I like Ukraine. Ukraine might be a great partner in NATO. I love NATO. NATO needs to expand, needs to get bigger. So, yeah, come on in today. He would have never said that. And that's what we all beg Joe Biden to not say. Just all you have to say is, no, they're not a candidate for NATO. And none of it would have happened. Then again, he characterized the migrants. Now, you're gonna love this. New York Times. Then again characterized the migrants surging across the nation's southern border at record levels as part of an invasion, broadly casting them as violent criminals and murderers. Well, seeing that we've had people come from Venezuela, seeing that we know that they emptied their prisons out, seeing that we know that people from Iran, Russia, China came across, you know, there might be a case that, hey, yeah, we're letting some bad guys in. But listen to where the New York Times takes this. Border authorities who worked for the former president have said that most of those who cross the borders are vulnerable families fleeing poverty and violence. I've missed the tape of those lines. I mean, I've watched a lot of videotape over the last few years, and it seems to me that it's mainly guys in their 20s by themselves. Are there some families? Sure. Are there some killers? Sure. Are there non-killers? Sure. But you can't say that it's mainly families unless, well, I don't know. I didn't ask. Shame on me. I didn't even ask. Were all those 20-something men gay? Maybe they were all married and starting a new family in America. Could be. Mr. Trump maintained that the party would unite behind him. His success was ultimately going to unify this country and unify the party. now, That's how they spun Donald Trump, that he has a dark vision. I just want you to listen to one paragraph from right before he tried to get off the stage. Okay. He's still
you're not even saying
he's
his name anymore. You're yeah, just
no, you don't need to.
I think I went pee pee in my pants.
Ice cream.
He said, quote,
tonight's results leave the American people with a clear choice. Are we going to keep moving forward, or are we going to allow Donald Trump to drag us backwards into the chaos, division, and darkness defined in his term in office?
Okay, he's actually using the word darkness when he's casting a vision. This is going to be fun because Americans are waking up. They are. They're waking up. They're waking up all over the world, not just Americans. I mean, it'd be nice if Americans all around the world went, huh, you know, maybe I should leave here and I should go back to my home and help build that. But they're waking up all over the world. People, citizens. I'm going to give a story later on in the program in what's happening in Ireland. In Ireland, they're voting on a constitutional amendment on Friday to remove the word woman and female from their constitution, as well as, I think, mother and father, and then redefine what a family is. And the press over there, I read it this morning. Good thing I read it, because I thought, well, I might be for that. And then I read that the people who are leading the opposition in this are the same people. And this is a quote from, like, the Potato Times or whatever it is. They said, the same people that are leading this, that are against this, are the same people who have a problem with our immigration policy. Now, not our immigration policy, their immigration policy. And it's not about their southern border, which Scotland definitely has a problem with their southern border. They're like, I don't want all these Englishmen up here. So Ireland and Scotland have always had a problem with their, you know, their border policy, if you will. But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about how all these people are coming from all over the world, mainly the Middle East, and changing everything in their country. Wow, I thought that was just the racist us. No. It's the redheads, too. Mm-hmm. The really, really white people with freckles. It's them, too. They're haters as well. But they've been pissed off ever since, you know, somebody laid their hands on their Lucky Charms. And and nobody would stop them. Nobody would stop the whole world coming for their Lucky Charms. The world's waking up today. Yesterday was actually a pretty good day for America, I think. Back to the podcast in a second. Patriot Mobile is a business that you should be doing business with. Do business with the companies that you can choose to do business with that offer great service and a great price, but also stand for the values that you stand for. Patriot Mobile, on top of having everything that you could possibly want in a mobile phone plan, one of the three major networks, if you're on there now, they come and they are on the same cell tower. So you're going to get the same exact coverage. You're going to get it at a lower price, and you're not sending your money into the, you know, aid in the destruction of America. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Beck. That's patriotmobile.com/Beck, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Beck. Join me. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Beck or 972-PATRIOT. Now back to the podcast. This is the best of the Glenn Beck program. And don't forget, rate us on iTunes. I want to tell you a story of traumatic loss. Tell you a story of courage, of togetherness, and the spirit of man. At least two deaths have been confirmed in the Texas Panhandle fires now. It's the largest wildfire in state history, with over 1 million acres burned. Hundreds have lost their homes, and because rural Texans are twice as likely to forfeit homeowners insurance, the road ahead seems unfathomably difficult. I want to play the voice of a three-year-old Addison. Addison began to realize the only home she's ever known is now gone forever.
I want your house.
You want your house? We'll get another house, okay?
Her dad is Tyler McCain. He was working hard to become the first person in his family to ever pay off his house. He was close. If you're watching Blaze TV, you can see the picture of what their home looks like right now. The only thing standing in the backyard is the metal swing set. The catastrophic depths of this particular wildfire go one step further, and it will affect you. Texas leads America by far with the most cattle. And according to the Texas Agriculture Commissioner, Sid Miller, 85% of the state's cattle population resides in the panhandle where this fire happened. He predicted during an interview with CBS News that 10,000 cattle will have died or will have to be euthanized. This is too horrific to even think about. A lot of these cattle are still alive, but the hooves have been burned off. Their teats have been burned off. Their udders are burned off, and they have to be put down. So while the death toll of human lives lost to these fires is low, the loss of livelihood is nothing like we've ever seen before. Now, Dixon Creek, it's a division of the Four Sixes Ranch. It was seen in the hit TV show Yellowstone. That is just one of the ranches affected. When the wildfires came near, General Manager Joe Leathers said, the cowboys from other divisions joined forces with other ranches, firefighters, volunteers. They all fought the flames and saved lives. You probably have never met a real cowboy, but they are amazing people. They're some of America's toughest. But can these ranchers and the cattle industry actually recover from this? Joe Leathers joins me now. Joe, welcome.
Yeah. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good. Better than you are. This is just tragic, and I don't think people understand how bad this is and how much it will affect them.
Well, Glenn, before we even start this conversation, I want everybody to understand, you know, we've been in business for over 150 years, and we've got three ranches. We lost 23,000 acres in this particular fire. But with that being said, we've been extremely blessed. We've got options, and we didn't completely burn out fence to fence. We didn't lose massive amounts of cattle, and we've got a lot of neighbors that have and are in far worse shape than us. I was at Dixon Creek yesterday, and we were moving cattle out of the burned area. And, you know, as cows and baby calves, it's calving season, and little old calves can't travel very far, and a lot of them couldn't outrun the fire. And, you know, we were moving those cattle out to country that had not burned, and we were able to adjust and send cattle to the feedlot. But long story short, when I left there, I went to the feedlot and looked at some cattle that we had sent up there. And on my way back, I went through some of the burned area, and I didn't measure it, but for 30 or 40 miles just through one particular area, it was black as far as I could see. Not a blade of grass. Any fences that had wood posts were burned up and on the ground. Fire had burned up to the edge of homes. And, you know, we've been through fires before. And I was telling my wife this morning that, you know, when you're sitting there looking at that burned out country and you've lost an unaccounted for amount of cattle, and don't know what your future holds, it's a pretty devastating feeling.
It's a long time to recover. I have to tell you, I got a call from my ranch manager yesterday, and he said, because we've had three sets of twins, and when that happens, the mamas can't feed both, so they're usually gone off. We lost a calf yesterday, one calf. I cannot imagine what it feels like to lose the cattle and to see them suffering on the ground. I mean, this is just a horrific, horrific story.
Well, it is. And this is not the first time that we've had a fire. This is obviously the largest one. It's over a million acres and covers 2,000 square miles. You're talking huge, but the Texas Panhandle has fires in the past. I've been through many of them, several of them in my 25 years at the ranch. But it takes a toll on you in the recovery and to watch, to find calves or cows that are burned and some of them have died. Well, it is heartbreaking. And then, you know, you find some that burned and then you've got to make the determination. Are they going to recover? Or are you going to have to put them down? And so that adds a whole nother emotional level to it.
Somebody told me that they had seen a video where somebody was driving 60 miles an hour and could not outrun the fire at some point. Is that true?
Well, I don't know whether that particular story is true, but I can tell you this, and I know from experience that it can cover with 60 mile an hour gust, anything gust over 40 miles an hour, that it can cover 20,000 acres, burn over 20,000 acres in 30 minutes or less.
Wow.
You know, just unless you've got some obstacle to slow it down, a four-lane highway won't slow it down. It'll jump the highways.
So,
and you can't, firefighters can't fight something that's moving that fast. You've got to work from the sides, and you got to wait till the wind lays. There's no thing you can do to stop it.
So you have the big impact of this fire is you don't have any grass to feed your animals. How can people, I think there's like a hay hotline. This happens from time to time where people who are growing hay and alfalfa, they ship it down to you. Is there anything organized on that yet?
Absolutely. Go to Texas Southwest Cattle Raisers, TSCRA.org. And they will, on that website, there are places that you can send hay and drop hay. And then that way the ranchers in need, they will make sure it gets to the ones that need it. And I'm going to tell you, they need hay. There's folks out there that lost their homes. They need home supplies, fencing material. With 2,000 square miles that's burned up, I don't know how many
fences.
Hundreds or thousands of miles there is a fence that has burned up that's on the ground. So those type of things are good places to take materials to and donations to. The STAR Fund, State of Texas has a STAR Fund that's been set up. You can give financially. And I got to share with you, Glenn, I don't know how much time we have, but in 2010, we droughted out in Texas. You probably remember it.
Yeah, I do.
And we moved a lot of cattle. The ranch moved a lot of cattle up north. And what we discovered that the ranching community, you know, we talk about our neighbors across the fence, but the ranching community is its neighbor from the Gulf Coast all the way to the Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people that I run cattle on up north in some of those states call me and say, we've got hay. Where does it need to go? And so we've been getting hay from Montana and South Dakota and Wyoming, not to the ranch, but to these locations. And, you know, a big deal now is trucking. You know, you can get people to donate the hay, but they don't have any way to get it to Texas. And then sometimes you don't have a way to get it from the centers where you bring the hay to
right.
get it distributed to the people in need. So there's an opportunity there for truckers.
Well, there's a lot in common with truckers and cowboys.
There is.
Yeah.
And but then the truckers have to pay bills, too. They're willing to donate their time and their rigs, but it costs money. So that's another way to give. And well, people's memories are short. Disaster memories are short. And when it rains, you'll get a little green on the ground and people will forget. It's going to take years to recover from this, even if it greens up.
So we're not going to see a price increase. I hate to bring it to this, but we're not going to see a price increase in beef, or we shouldn't, until next year when everything is sold at auction. All these babies that are being born right now are sold at auction. What's the impact on the ability to buy meat in America?
None.
You're not
going to see any immediate change in prices at the grocery store. You're not going to see a shortage of beef. Here's the reality. Here's the reality. The beef industry is huge. It's a national industry, and the amount of cattle, even though it's very devastating to the individuals who lost their ranches, who lost their homes, who lost their livelihoods, who lost all these cattle, that number ahead that we have lost is a minute amount when you look at the overall numbers of cattle in the United States. And I don't foresee seeing a major increase in price at the grocery store.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking your time to share the story with us, Joe. If you don't mind, I would like somebody from my charitable arm, Mercury One, to reach out to see if we can help defray some of the costs for the hay or the truckers, or even help people rebuild their lives. So if you don't mind, somebody from Mercury One will be reaching out to you today.
Sure, they can reach out to me, but they can also go to the Star Fund, Texas Department of Agriculture website, and that is a good, legitimate place to give.
Okay.
And they will get it out to it's not state money. It's individual money, like the folks you're talking about.
Okay.
And they will get it to the people that needs. You know, as bad as I hate to say it, there are crooks out there that try to set up places where they can receive this aid.
Sure.
And their funds. But just make sure you send it to a legitimate.
Well, if you say the TexasAgriculture.gov is good, I just don't want 30 cents or 40 cents of my dollar going to the state.
Yeah,
and
sure,
only 60 cents going back to you guys. But if you say that's good, that's good.
The Star Fund is a legitimate spot to give it, and it's not going to end up in some other state coffers. It'll end up in the producer's hands that need it.
Okay, thank you so much, Joe. God bless you.
You bet. Thank you. I'll keep praying.
You bet. The Star Fund, also you can go to Texas and Southwestern Cattle Ranchers Association. That's TSCRA.org.
This is the Best of the Glenn Beck Program.
Tonight, on the Wednesday night special only on Blaze TV, China is waging a secret war on American soil. The Art of War by Sun Tzu is a required textbook for everyone at all levels of the Chinese military. One of the book's ancient concepts is, quote, "The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting." China is mastering the supreme art of war. Have you noticed how Russia seems to take up all the oxygen in the room when it comes to media panic and, we got to fight Russia? Meanwhile, China is inventing new strategies and means to patiently dismantle our entire country and our relationship with each other and our very health. It is multifaceted and so far extraordinarily effective because nobody's talking about it. This is an enormous national threat, and it's not even close to being the dominant narrative that it should be. Why? Because our leaders and mainstream media are obsessed with the wrong enemy. Again, why? Journalist and best-selling author Peter Schweizer chronicles China's cunning war in his latest book titled Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a blind eye while China kills Americans. Few people, if any, do more research than Schweizer and his team on the threats posed by the Chinese government, as well as China's financial ties to the American elites. And we're not just talking about the Bidens. He's joining me tonight for the full hour. It's chock full of facts about a war you don't know about that you must know about. Tonight, find out how China is waging a secret war on American soil. That's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on blazetv.com, 9:30 p.m. on youtube.com/Glenn Beck. Peter is with me now. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Glenn. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Corey, boy, you never bring good news. You never go. You never come in. You're like, you know, I did an investigation, and it turns out we're good. We're good.
Pretty sunshine and rainbows everywhere,
yeah,
right?
I mean, one, just once, Peter. Just once. I want to talk to you about a couple of things that are in the news today and this week. This headline from the New York Post. After years of denials, Hunter Biden finally acknowledged Joe was the big guy in the $5 million China deal. How is that story not the lead story everywhere?
Right, right. I mean, he's acknowledging what all of us knew before, but it's a critical admission. It's an admission made under oath, so he didn't really have a choice. And it just further shows it's another domino falling on how the Biden narrative has completely changed. You know, going back to 2018, when I first wrote Secret Empires, I came on this show and we talked.
I remember you stunned me. It might have been about 2016. You said, and maybe even earlier, you said the most corrupt politician in our country's history was our current vice president.
Yeah. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And I think it's been proven to be true because we're used to, unfortunately, the rank and file corruption that exists, you know, in Washington, D.C. What the Bidens have done is take it on steroids because they do it with international thugs and international regimes that are antithetical to the United States. And we're not talking about $100,000 in a shoebox. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars from Chinese businessmen. And it is this system they set up. It's not one mistake they made. It's systematic. So the acknowledgement that he's the big guy fits the pattern for everything else. You know, Joe swings by, meets the, you know, the donors. One of the one of the business partners, Jason Galanis, said that, you know, Joe Biden said on the phone to the Russian oligarch, Yelena Baturina, take good care of my boy.
Right. You know, and he said it was interesting because there was nothing. The what? Money from the wife of the mayor of Russia? He has nothing to do with it. We now know under oath.
Yeah,
that all of them are saying, OK, yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, no, that's right. And we also know that Yelena Baturina, that Russian oligarch, should be on the sanctions list for the war in Ukraine. She's a pro-Putin oligarch. She's loyal to the regime, but she's not. The Bidens have excluded her. And
now, how does that work?
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
That's a good question. They haven't explained it. And we'll talk more tonight about a gentleman named Zhang An Lo, who goes by the name White Wolf. Anytime you're dealing with a guy with a name like White Wolf. Yeah, you got to be.
I mean, I get out of business. You know, but everybody calls me White Wolf. All right, not me. Right.
Well, White Wolf and his gang, Chinese gang, set up the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, made them the kings of fentanyl. Everybody acknowledges this. He's the head of this gang. He is not on the sanctions list that we have for those that are involved in the fentanyl trade. And you have to wonder why. Why is the Biden administration not put this guy on the sanctions list? Well, we'll talk to tonight. It's probably related to the fact that White Wolf's business partner in 2017.
Let's lay this out. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Tell that part.
Yeah. His business partner in 2017 gave the Bidens a $5 million interest-free loan that, of course, has never been paid back.
Those happen all the time. Peter, can I borrow $5 million from you? Yeah. And let's not write it down, but I'll pay it back or not pay it back at some point.
I could forgive it at some point.
Yeah.
No interest.
I mean, nobody does that.
No.
Nobody does that.
No.
So let me take you to something I read this morning that there is a new drug, and it's actually not new. It was invented probably by some Nazi doctor, you know, and like, no, we're working on bear aspirin, right? It was invented in about 1950, and it has zero medical use. So it's never been made. They discovered it or they made the compound and then said, yeah, we shouldn't make this because it's instantly addicting. It is 100 times more powerful than morphine and 60 times more powerful than fentanyl. But the Chinese have started to make them into pills.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
And guess where they're showing up?
Yeah. In the United
States. Through the cartels in the United States made by China.
Yeah. Yeah, this is I think the biggest misconception people have about the fentanyl crisis in America. You talk about there's other drugs, there's carfentanyl, there are drugs that are used by veterinarians to calm down large animals that they're now importing into the United States. But the thing people are forgetting or don't realize is the Mexican cartels are the junior partners. The senior partners are the Chinese. They control every single chain in every single link in this chain. The precursors come from China. Where do the precursors show up? The port of Manzanillo in Mexico. Who runs the international terminal in Manzanillo, Mexico? A Chinese company close to the Chinese government.
Do you remember, Peter, when we were arguing that we should not sell our ports to the Chinese?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, exactly.
And it was like, that's crazy. You're such a xenophobe. No.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
We shouldn't
right.
sell our ports to the Chinese.
Right. Exactly. And this is because you don't have security. You
Correct.
Don't have control. Those precursors end up in this port, 90% of them, according to DEA. They then send those precursors to a town in northern Mexico where, guess what? 2,000 Chinese nationals just happen to live, helping the cartels turn the precursors into fentanyl. They use pill presses that the Chinese have sold to the drug cartels, according to our Department of Homeland Security, at cost. So they're not trying to price gouge the cartels. They make the pills on those Chinese pill presses. When the cartels operate in the United States, they use Chinese communication devices that are encrypted in China, because the cartels know that the Chinese will not turn those communications over to our government. And finally, you're a drug cartel, Glenn. What do you got to do? You got to launder money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the cocaine days, they used to launder the money in Latin American banks. Today, they are laundering money in Chinese state-owned banks, and they're using Chinese students in the United States on education visas to do it. So this is the Mexican cartels are the junior partner. This is a Chinese operation, and it is designed to poison and kill Americans, and it's working, and our leaders are blind to it.
Well, no, they're purposely blind.
Right.
They're blinded by money.
Yes, correct.
And favors or whatever else it takes to sell your nation out. I mean, this kind of stuff, if you are taking money from an enemy who is doing this kind of stuff, I'm sorry, but I do think that fits into treason. Don't you, Stu? You're taking money knowingly from an enemy of the United States that you then keep silent about the drug cartel trade that's coming in and killing Americans.
I mean, I don't know legally how that's defined. I don't think that's traditionally how it's been applied, but it certainly seems like the spirit of the rule.
You're aiding right? and abetting an enemy of the United
yeah.
States for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And you see the power of this money. I mean, so then you look at Abby Lowell, who is the Biden family lawyer for Hunter Biden. He represented a guy named Heng Lap Sang,
Lap is one of my favorite
of the Sang dynasty.
Of the Sang dynasty, yeah. Go ahead.
Heng Lap Sang is the member, a known member of a criminal gang in China involved in the drug trade. And yet he was his representative, not in a court case. He was actually his legal representative before the federal government in the United States. And you wonder what prompts somebody to say, yeah, I'm going to represent Heng Lap Sang, who has this history, who has this background, has these associations, because his money's good with me.
Corruption.
Yeah.
Corruption.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Tell me, and we can talk about this tonight. I read this morning that there are more Chinese nationals crossing the California border than there are Mexicans. That's a little stunning.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they doing here?
Well, I talk about in Blood Money, they have this strategy to disrupt the United States internally. And one of the things they're doing is Chinese money is coming into the United States through criminal gangs, and they are setting up massive marijuana growing operations. And
we had somebody, what, about a month ago from, I think, Maine.
Yes.
That said, this is out of control and nobody's talking about it. They're all Chinese nationals.
Yeah, they're Chinese nationals, and the vast majority of them are here illegally. So how are they getting here? They're coming across the border. I'm convinced this is what's going on. In the state of Maine, there are 300 of these alone, just in the state of Maine. They find them in Oklahoma, California, Washington State. The other thing I discuss is how in 2020, while we were having all these violent riots in the United States, the Houston consulate, the Chinese consulate, had a group of Chinese nationals that were working out of the consulate trying to aid and abet the violent protests occurring in the United States. They eventually left the country. So there's all kinds of ill intention that we already know that China's doing. Are some of those people coming across the border just trying to look for a better life? Yeah, I'm sure. But the problem is you don't know. And we do know that this criminal activity is taking place. It is killing and destroying American lives. And our administration doesn't seem to care about it at all.
No, it's beyond not caring.
Yeah.
It is aiding and abetting.
Yeah.
I really think it is. What is that five million for the big guy? What was it for? What was it for? And what is it, a coincidence that you take all this money from China and then you don't put Chinese people or people from Moscow on the list to make sure that that oligarch doesn't have all of their money? They just happen to slip by?
Right.
No.
Yeah. There's a pattern here.
Yes.
And this is the massive abuse of power. And again, it's you look back at corruption 20 years ago, some congressman's getting a road paving contract for his nephew.
Right.
That's bad. This is outrageous behavior. And it's killing Americans. Fentanyl now is the leading cause of death for people under the age of 45.
Wait until this new one.
Yeah.
Wait until this new one comes out.
Yeah.
They're saying you take one pill and you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be here, and yet nothing.
Join me tonight. Peter is joining me for almost the full hour tonight. How China is waging a secret war on American soil. That's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on blazetv.com, 9:30 p.m. on youtube.com/Glenn Beck. Don't miss it. Make sure you join us at blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn and save $20.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.